Thank you for calling customer support. This is Willie. How can I help you today?
Yeah, I checked my bank statement today, and I have a charge from you guys that I don't recall authorizing.
Okay, I can definitely get that information for you. What is your zip code, please?
78218.
Thank you. And your first and last name?
Ron Marlin.
All right, Mr. Marlin, could you please verify your full mailing address?
5103 Village Trail Drive, San Antonio, Texas, 78218.
All right, sir. Let me wait for your account to populate, then we'll take a look and get that information to you, okay?
Yeah, it was a charge for 6732, I believe.
Okay.
What business is this? I'm trying to think where I would have spent any money.
Yeah, so this is Evo Trainer.
Is what?
Evo Trainer. E as in Echo, V as in Victor, O as in Oscar Trainer.
Okay, what kind of product is it?
It's more of a fitness app. It looks like
I've never authorized that then.
Yes, sir. It was on the 15th of October. You signed up to get the tactical bag for free, and you paid the $574 for shipping and handling. And by that was a trial for you to try out our fitness app. And by not canceling by the terms and conditions that were agreed upon after the 7 days.
I don't need any fitness stuff. I didn't sign up for anything.
All right, sir. You have to agree to it before. Did you receive the product, the tactical bag?
No, I haven't received anything.
All right, give me one moment. Let me track it. But we'll take care of this, sir. Give me one moment, okay?
All right.
Yes, sir. Now, yeah, it shows that it was delivered actually on yesterday to the address you provided.
I haven't received anything.
Yes, sir. Now, I'm just going by what the Postal Service is reporting. They reported they delivered it at your mailbox at 7:13 p.m. yesterday to the address you provided.
I haven't received anything.
Okay, I can provide you before the call is over. But I can also, once we finish, I can give you the tracking number if you would like to check for yourself with the Postal Service.
If there's anything that says free trial or whatever, if my name's on it, cancel that. I have not done anything fitness wise.
Okay, no problem. Sir.
I got run over three years ago. And
yes, sir. I'm going to cancel everything out.
God damn it! I got run over 3 years ago. There is no way with my back and my hips the way they are that I would be able to do anything fitness related.
Yes, sir. I understand completely. Give me
so
one
I
moment
did
to
not
get
authorize
everything
anything.
Yes, sir. You have, in fact, have to agree to the terms and conditions before we send it out, but I'm going to cancel everything again.
I didn't agree to anything. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Fuck it. I'll just file a fraud charge with my bank then. Because you're obviously not listening.
Yes, sir. I'm canceling it out. That's what you asked me to do.
Yes, cancel everything. I did not authorize anything.
All right, sir. Are you ready for the cancellation number?
Hang on, let me write it down. This is why I think online banking is stupid. Or online anything. Okay, what is it?
C as in Charlie. 262-726-135.
And that's Evo Trainer?
That is it, sir.
I never even heard of that.
It's a pretty popular website.
That might come in handy if I was actually able to get around worth of crap. But I was run over on my motorcycle 3 years ago, and there's no fitness anything happening. All right, so, and what is your name or operator number?
My name is Willie.
All right, now I got to call my bank back and file harassment, a fraud complaint.
Okay, so they're going to ask for our information, and we're going to send over those terms and conditions that were agreed upon, sir.
Okay, well, that's fine, but I did not authorize this. So
in fact, you did, sir. That's why we sent the bag out.
Okay, that's wonderful. Has anyone ever hacked into your account or any of that?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so that wasn't your fault then, correct?
No, sir. It was my fault if I signed up for the terms and conditions.
If you didn't authorize anything, was that your fault?
But if I signed up for the terms and conditions, that is authorizing.
That's not what I'm asking, William. That's not at all what I'm asking.
Yes, sir. It's Willie.
Okay, then if you didn't, never mind. You're saying what you need to say. I'm going to file the fraud charge.
All right, no problem, sir.
Your company is bullshit.
Thank you for calling.